Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
You guys got to follow Eddie Van Halen. I mean, Can't.
You heard my story. I know. Yeah, Eddie Van Halen was like, because I was a big Jimi Hendrix fan, and then I heard Eddie Van Halen in 1978, and it's like, whoa, this is fresh.
Yeah, yeah. That's the voice of photographer Kent Kriegshauser, my friend for years, and great to have Steve Davis in the studio, too. Both of you together, so for the next hour, there will be no great pictures taken. Don't look on Facebook. There's not going to be. I got him in here.
Kent's got his camera
with him. Except the little tiny camera Kent brought in the studio this morning. So Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis are here. Worked together. You overlapped your time at the Register Mail. Is that right, Kent?
We did not work together. I worked with Bill Gaither. Steve came in later, but Steve and I have known each other for several years now.
What a crew that we've had. The pictures I've looked at for the last 25 years, whether it be a Facebook or the newspaper, we're so lucky. Kent Kriegshauser, like you mentioned, Bill Gaither, and then Steve Davis. The last many years, we're so lucky we got these photographers in this area. Steve,
Bill, and Kent, always gentlemen, always helpful to me.
Yeah,
you know, I'd walk up to them and just stay there and watch them and just always so gracious with their.
When did you pick up a camera for the first time, Steve?
Oh, a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
I
thrived in the film world for a while, right?
Yeah. I remember the first time I remember with the intention of taking a photo. I took my grandmother's Instamatic and went to a Reds-Cubs game at Wrigley Field. It was 73.
On your mind
there
was,
you go.
I'm gonna get some good pictures.
I did, yeah. I wouldn't say how good they are, but I did. You know, I was just a little kid.
Yeah.
So I was able to go right down to the dugout area. So I do, and I've been looking for them because I want to find them. There's Johnny Bench, Joe Morgan. You know, they're doing nothing. They're just walking around.
Yeah.
But I had the bug even then. Yeah. I wanted to be an athlete, and that was not going to happen.
Yeah.
So then, you know, I wanted to be a weatherman for a little while. But then... You know, I just wanted to be a photographer.
And you've kind of stepped into, everybody wants to be a rock star, so you've stepped into that world a little bit in the last 30 years too, right?
Stepped in it, yeah. That's a good way to put it.
Because we talk about Eddie Van Halen, and one of the guitarists that was on with me, Sean Kistler, suggested, hey, you got to call Tom Welch, right?
Tom Welch, yes.
Yeah, and I'd already had everything in the can, and he's a Dark Crystal guitarist way back in the day. And you said, you played us on your phone, him playing Eddie Van Halen, and I can see why Sean wanted me to get. The guy nailed it.
Oh, he just practiced and practiced and focused.
You've actually played Van Halen with Tom in a band before. Yeah,
absolutely, yes. Many times.
Tom and Kent, when I was on vacation, a little before vacation, because the 35th anniversary of Farm Aid just happened, I saw in two different occasions both of you post pictures.
Yes.
Steve Davis of John Bon Jovi. And then Kent Kriegshauser always posting pictures. But I think you posted something on Farm Aid anniversary day.
Maybe not this year. I have in the past.
Yeah.
It popped up in my Facebook memory.
I have in the past.
Right. So we're 35 years out. And I looked up the lineup today. I knew the first year lineup was epic. But that's almost like Last Waltz epic of the people that were there.
The diversity.
Absolutely.
And I think there were some. I have a sleeveless T-shirt that has the, you know, the axle on the back. And I think there were some last minute, I think some people had to cancel and then some people were added and stuff. But it was an amazing day.
Here's a bit of the list. Alabama, the Beach Boys, the Blasters, Glenn Campbell, Vince Gill, Sammy Hagar, Merle Haggard, all the big country guys. Henley was there, B.B. King. Christofferson, the list is huge. Lou Reed, that you probably dug that.
I remember Lou Reed pretty distinctly.
Tom Petty.
Sissy Spacek, Eddie Van Halen, Deborah Winger for some reason.
I think she just intro, but I do remember her being
there. Do you remember her? Really? And so as photographers, Kent, first of all, let's start with you. Pittsfield, Illinois, that's where you're from.
That's my hometown.
Yeah. And I know back in the day, the rock star thing, music was 7 years old. You got to see the Beatles at Busch Stadium. So that was ingrained. Music was always there.
Very similar paths. And I did not know this until Steve just explained. there were two things that were instrumental in my career. In 72, I found a Life magazine at my Aunt Betty's house that had Mick Jagger on the cover.
Yes.
I was 13 years old. The photo was taken by Jim Marshall, who is the rock. He's the rock photographer god.
He's your guy.
He's the man. If you don't know his name, you know his work. And then in 73, I went to the Indy 500, and I saw the access that the photographers got to the cars. And much like Steve, my dream was to either play for the Dallas Cowboys or the Rolling Stones, and that wasn't going to happen. And then I saw those photos by Jim Marshall, and I saw the access that those photographers got to those race cars, and the light bulb went on in 73 at Indy, and I'm like, you know, if I can't do that stuff, that camera's going to give me a front row seat.
Absolutely.
And that's where it all hatched.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Music. And unlike Steve, I'm not a musician. If there's anything I wish I could be, was probably be a musician.
Yeah.
But, so the cameras has put me close to some of those events.
Just for geeks out there, I'm not necessarily a photo geek, but first camera?
I used mom's camera, a little Kodak Instamatic, and then my Aunt Betty loaned me one from the newspaper, which was a Rolleiflex, because Aunt Betty and mom wanted to make sure that it wasn't a passing fancy. And then my first true single-lens reflex 35-millimeter camera was a Minolta SRT-101.
How many of those are you still holding on to?
The Rolleiflex I had to return, mom's camera, they're gone.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, the Minolta's gone.
Steve, when you got serious, what was it?
Well, my then girlfriend and current wife,
yeah,
beautiful Julie Davis, had a Pentax K1000 with a 70-300 lens.
Yeah,
so it's one of the most popular cameras ever made, SLRs, when it came out. That was a consumer.
Yeah.
Camera that everybody had.
With your own money?
No, well, with her money.
Yeah.
Was not yet my money. Sorry, honey.
She knew your love.
Well, she loved it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an artist. And,
yeah.
And, yeah.
That's so great.
We would go for drives and use the camera to capture scenes.
What was your first pro job? What was the register mail?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. I never even dreamt about it before then. I was taking photos of JFL games.
Yeah.
And Jay Redfern had seen some of those.
And
Jeff Holt.
Yeah.
Jeff Holt had me do some photos for the paper, I think it was called at the time, Knox County Neighbors.
Yeah, sure.
And then Jay asked me if I'd be interested, and that was right about the time that Kent was leaving. So we just about intersected.
Yeah, but even though you weren't the register mail when he was, you guys worked so much in the community. The last 24 years, I've been out in the community at events. There's either Steve Davis or Kent Kriegshauser or Bill Gaither or somebody else.
Right.
Sometimes I thought, did someone clone Steve Davis? Because I was just at an event and he was there. How did he get here? That always blew my mind. Well, with your cameras in hand, Steve and Kent go to Farm Aid, not together, 35 years ago. We're going to find out more about that day and that epic lineup that we talked about next on Galesburg Live. We're here with Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis, two of my favorite photographers, probably yours too, 825 on Galesburg Live.
Call us at 342-9194 or email it to WGIL@WGIL.com. Ask the expert during Galesburg Live on WGIL.
It's Eric Hansen, hour two of Galesburg Live with my guests and friends, Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis. I've never had Steve Davis on the radio. I don't know if I've even seen you come in for an interview.
I've been in here several times.
Yeah.
Never with you. So
I
this
know.
Is awesome.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Steve Davis, so much. And Steve and Kent have taken pictures together, have worked together over the years, and went to the very first Farm Aid, which celebrated its 35th anniversary about a month ago. Not together. Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp, Neil Young, decided that we needed to help our family farmers, and so put on a shindig of epic proportions in Champaign, Illinois, just 2.5 hours away. Steve, tell me where you were when you heard that this was going to happen and you had to be there. How did it come about?
We had heard about it about a month ahead of time. I can't even remember how we got the ticket, if we paid for it or if somebody gave it to us. But I had a gig the night before at the Knights of Columbus.
Playing in the band.
Dark Crystal, yes. So Julie and I, literally, after the gig was over, we drove 2 a.m. We drove down and got in line.
Yeah.
And we were probably in the first 30 people in line.
Just a one-day event, right?
Yes.
It was just a one-day event.
That explains how you got that great seat. Yeah. You had a seat, so to speak. I mean, you were right down by
the
stage.
Yeah, we didn't sit. I didn't sit. We ended up leaving early because...
So, Steve, you weren't going as a photo guy, necessarily.
No,
you
I was just, going as a fan.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You and your... And were you guys married? You were married.
No.
Not yet married. Went with your girlfriend, just the two of you.
Yes, just the two of us.
Can't your circumstances at the time, what were you doing?
Don't remember how I heard about it, but it was, I was a staff photographer at the Macomb Daily Journal.
Yeah.
I got press credentials. I got a photo pass and a backstage pass. They were two separate pieces of cardboard, as I recall.
Were you going to be assigned to this anyway? Was this
No, this was something I did on my own time, sure. Absolutely. And I went as a, you know, as a music fan, and then the media gave me my front row seat to life, although unlike Steve, if Steve was one of the first people in the stadium, we had to go. My friend Trevor, he came up from Warrensburg, Missouri, and rode over with me. He drove from Warrensburg. It was a Saturday night.
Yeah.
He drove all night, got to my apartment in Macomb. We went to Champaign, and the press had to register at the Ramada Inn across the street. And one thing that I thought was cool about this, because this was a benefit for farmers, yes, we got our media credentials, but we also had to pay... The ticket price for this show was $17.50.
Oh, gosh.
All the media had to pay.
So great.
So it was not a free ride for the media.
Yeah.
So we registered, and then by the time then we registered and got across to the stadium, Trevor went his way with his backstage. I gave him the backstage pass, and I had the photo pass. And
whoa.
So we separated for basically the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And by the time I got into the stadium, where the area down in front of the stage where Steve was at was pretty full. And, of course, it rained all day long. It was a Sunday. And when it became apparent that I wasn't going to be in the photo pit, I lost some of my enthusiasm.
Oh, man.
Sure.
Did it put a damper on that epic lineup, though? Had to make you think, well, it's still going to be a great day.
Yeah.
Right, Steve?
I remember Brian Setzer from the Stray Cats playing solo. Played five songs solo.
One of the first artists to come out?
Yeah, he was early on, but it was pouring.
Yeah.
And I remember, you know, he had a wireless on his guitar, but he just played in the rain. There was cover on the stage, but he didn't care. And I just remember thinking, if we can just make it through this day, this is going to be amazing.
It didn't. I mean, rain's hard on a crowd after a while. I mean, we look at Woodstock.
It's hard on a pro photographer.
But that's it didn't dampen the day as far as the music, but it did. And no pun intended on the word dampen, but it did definitely affect.
Were you prepared with your cover and everything? No.
Barely.
Yeah.
I mean, even with a cover, it gets to be bulky. I told you guys off the air, I don't know that I shot more than two or three rolls of film.
Yeah.
36 exposures, you know, there's 36 frames on a roll of film. So
did you shoot those pretty early in the day and just say, screw it, I'm going to enjoy this day?
I shot early, and then I kind of went, took a break, and then as the evening wore on and the bigger acts came out, then I tried to make some more pictures. I mean, yes.
Wait a second. I got to know. Now, you gave Trevor the backstage pass.
Trevor's stories would be more epic than mine.
tell me a few of Trevor's exploits when he finally met up with you.
Well, Trevor was backstage, and the things I can remember, I mean, this isn't... He said Willie Nelson had pretty bad B.O.
Oh, no.
Trevor was fetching beers for Governor Thompson.
Oh, wow.
It was B.B. King's birthday. He helped fetch a birthday cake for B.B. King.
Were you seething like, I should have taken
Well, I wish that, you know, I'm glad that Trevor got to experience that. If I'd have had the backstage, if I had both, I could have shifted back and forth and taken cover from the rain. Neil Young walked by him and Trevor said he looked him right in the eye and said, hey, hey, my, my. So
wow.
I know he has, there were more stories back there, but it was an adult playground apparently in the, you know, backstage.
Before we get to Steve, and we're going to post both Kent Kriegshauser's some pictures from that day and Steve Davis's epic photo. Before we get to Eddie Van Halen, do you remember taking a few and going, Kent, gosh, I hope that one comes out because that one was really great of Neil or whoever you took. Were there a couple during the day?
It was all good.
Yeah.
It was all, photographically, it was hard. The longest lens I had was a 300 millimeter, Steve would know, a 4.5 aperture, which doesn't really collect a lot of light. So as it got dark, and I was shooting slides.
Yeah.
And slides are unforgiving as far as exposure.
On when you're shooting live music, Steve, are you depending on that light on the stage to be your friend?
Definitely helps. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
In my experience, it frees you up to look for emotion and because you know the light's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah.
So it definitely helps.
That's pretty amazing. I don't want to fast forward too far, but when you got home and you did develop something, what came out, Kent, that you were really, really proud of from that day?
I have no stellar photos, but I have some memories. The early people that I have photos of that are decent are Kenny Rogers, David Allen Coe.
Wow.
Hoyt Axton.
Yeah.
The first band out, I think, was the punk band from L.A. called X.
Yeah, 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 sure.
And Neil Young did a short set before he played later that night. And then one of the ones that I have that I know you like is when Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers backed up Bob Dylan.
Yeah, because they were on that tour.
They were doing, and they did Maggie's Farm. That photo's not bad. I have a decent photo of John Fogerty. It's a little overexposed. That Farm Aid was John Fogerty's first public appearance in 12 years. So that was big.
Any concert bragging I could do right now, you guys could shut it down with artists you saw that day.
Well,
you really could. It's so
and then I mean,
besides Eddie Van Halen, Steve, who were you really happy to see? You and your soon-to-be wife enjoying
John,
that show.
John Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Was fantastic.
And do you stay the whole day?
We made it. I remember heading to the car and hearing Don Henley play.
And we loved
Don Henley, but we were so... And we had to pull over on the way home. We slept a couple hours.
Yeah.
Because there was no sitting.
Well, you did early in line and everything, so it's a long day.
Yeah, and had a gig the night before.
Yeah.
And literally, we stood for our... Brad Hicks, who's a city council member.
Yeah.
Was he there?
He was security.
Oh,
he
wow.
was right down front.
Really?
And we graduated with Brad and we knew him. And you know, so we like talked to him during the day. And at one point, I'm pretty sure it was him, even there was a point when Sammy and Eddie were playing where we couldn't see Sammy at all. And I remember handing Brad the camera here, trying to get him.
I can't see.
And he did. He got a couple of good ones, him or whoever we handed it to, but he was there. And
Eddie Van Halen was billed by himself.
Yes.
And Hagar was there to play, too. Do you remember the moment when you snapped the photo? What were you thinking? Like,
well, yeah, he was the only one that we could really see from our vantage point. Throughout the day, Julie and I were kind of separated a couple of times.
Sure.
And we were in two different places, maybe 15 feet apart. But still, when you're that close to the stage, you can't see back.
You're looking up.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
He moved into position, and I'm pretty sure this was before Sammy came out. He probably just was playing something solo, but took the photo. We could see people in the background, but when I developed the photo, you could see Valerie Bertinelli in the background, just lovingly, you know, her hands on her chin.
Oh, that's so great.
And she's watching him play. He's got a cigarette on the end of his...
Is this dark room developing later?
Well,
you seen it?
It was we took it to the mall.
Oh, okay.
Because it was negatives, yeah. And I wish I still had those negatives.
Yeah,
still looking for, you know, we've got albums so full of photos. Still looking for some of the photos from that day. We got good ones. We took some photos early on. You know, Bon Jovi. Bon Jovi was relatively new at that point. In fact,
your John Bon Jovi shot is amazing.
Yeah, it was one of those cases where they were new. The girls loved him. I remember that there literally when he came that as close as he did, there were girls trying to climb on me to get to him.
It's 85. That's when it all started, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
And then I don't know how many years ago it was, my brother Mark sent me it was like a fan magazine for Bon Jovi. And it had a picture from Farm Aid, and it was taken from behind the stage, and it's the exact moment that I took a picture. He's got his finger in the air. He's like, yeah. And
did you think they used your photo?
No.
Oh.
if you look at that photo,
yeah.
You can see Julie and I
down
in the front row, and you can see me taking the photo.
That's so great.
I have the photo. and you could see me taking the photo, but thanks to some artist photographer. And I, you know, I tag Bon Jovi and I tag John every year that I post that.
Yeah,
I boringly tell that story every year.
But and it's an epic story.
It's just one of those coincidences.
And is it displayed somewhere where that's a great conversation piece in your house?
Digitally.
Yeah,
digitally.
Sure. Yeah,
I'm sure Julie's tired of hearing about it. Yeah, but it was just that whole day was just unlike Kent, we weren't supposed to take cameras in.
Yeah.
So the story of getting the camera in there is.
It wasn't a little pocket thing necessarily, was it?
No.
Yeah.
It was a SLR, and I took the long lens and put it in a plastic bag, and then took the camera and put a standard lens on it, put it in a plastic bag, and we put it in the bottom of a bag of potato chips.
Wow.
And snuck it in. And they did check the bags, but you know how it is. They're
sure.
Yeah, just going through. And one of the things that happened when we
were in line, suntan lotion, umbrella.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we weren't that prepared. Yeah. I think we just had some food in there. And getting there so early, the word got out, and I may have helped this a little bit, but Julie's dad is a retired seed corn farmer. So all of a sudden, we've got press from all over the country wanting to talk to a farmer's daughter.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no farmer, but she was a farmer's daughter. And I think you know.
That's so great.
Kansas City Times, or Kansas City, I can't think of the name of the paper there, but she was in a couple.
Star.
Yeah, Kansas City Star interviewed her, and so it was just really cool. And so by the time we got up to our place in line, they just did a cursory, they didn't hold the bag, thank God, but they just kind of looked down through there. So it was lucky that we got it in. If they would have found it, we would have had to walk back to the car and wouldn't have had our place. So
that's so great. And Kent, you didn't have to sneak yours in. You had the press pass. Of course. You know, guys at concerts with cameras always up there doing their 5 minutes. Because sometimes you go in, and I'm sure you've been to plenty of shows, you get your 5 minutes, right? Is it 10?
It's three songs now, generally, yeah.
Three songs, and you get out,
my
right?
My early days, you got to shoot the whole concert. Now it's like three songs, and they've clamped down so much. I guess it's all about, obviously, follow the dollar. Licensing rights control with like one of the last big shows I shot when I worked in Chicago was The Who, and they actually, you have to return your lanyard because they don't want you to take the lanyard back and sell it on eBay.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean it's totally, and like Steve in the early days, I could walk in with a camera and a cassette tape recorder, and then they started to clamp down, so I got resourceful. These were still the days of bell bottoms. And I would stick a camera body. I wore tube socks, and I would stick a camera body in one tube sock
leg,
and tape it to my leg, and stick the lens.
Good to be skinny.
To the other leg, and stick it down a tube sock and tape that, and then the bell bottoms would disguise. And then when I got in, I would undo all that stuff and make pictures.
Most people were smuggling other things in. You guys are smuggling.
Well, and Tom Welch has, I can say this now.
Yeah,
but he's got, you know, dozens of Van Halen recordings where he stuck the tape recorder, you know, down between his legs, and he'd sit with his legs wide apart, and he's got amazing bootleg recordings.
Steve was in a Dark Crystal with Tom Welch, and we were playing that Van Halen for us earlier. Pretty amazing. We're going to talk more shows that Kent and Steve have shot, and just shots from all over the community, what it's like to be a photographer for so many years with Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis in the studio on Galesburg Live at hour 2, 8:43 right now. And about 46 outside, back after this.
Welcome to WGIL Galesburg Live. Now, this week's host, Eric Hansen.
Kent Kriegshauser, and you can check him out at kentkriegshauser.com. Yeah, and Steve Davis is here, too. Steve and Kent have shot, well, let's see, Obama.
Yes.
Did you shoot Obama? Did you shoot Obama some years back, Kent?
He's been to Galesburg, well, maybe three times, but I was there. I was there twice. When he was thinking of running for Senate, and then there was a follow up trip. I think I can't remember the exact two.
You've been in the end zone for Peyton. Have you been in the end zone for Peyton?
Walter Peyton.
Yeah,
I came. I went to the Daily Herald just post Peyton.
Okay, so
I was up there in the Michael Jordan era.
Yeah,
but the Walter Peyton
Chicago
era,
Stadium. You spent some time underneath the hoop.
Yeah.
Amazing.
For sure. And Steve Davis, you were just talking about Ed Helms coming to speak at Knox commencement. And being close as a photographer, you get those moments when you can be really, really close to people of stature. You don't take that for granted.
Not a bit. Not a bit. And I know Kent's the same way. You know, is I think one of the things that is that we just love photography so much that you know, we love to share those photos.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate to do what we do.
Yeah.
Access is probably the one thing that we have that everybody else in town doesn't have.
That access is, I was going to say before, when I see the guys at live shows shooting bands, and they just have that look of assuredness that I'm always like jealous of. I'm like, man, he gets to be in there. He gets to take that. It probably feels good to be that close.
It's a privilege. Well, it's a thrill.
Yeah.
Jim Marshall, the rock photographer, talked about access, and there was a documentary on television last night about Pete Souza, who was the White House photographer for Ronald Reagan and President Obama.
Yeah.
And he talked about access. So, yeah, the access makes it easier to get great pictures. But once you have the access, then you still have to have the eye. You have to know what to do with the access.
Yeah, absolutely. And so from big moments like that, just to little things or community things.
Sure.
Bridges opening, JFL games. And you guys have been, you get called to document last moments. You took a picture of the crew at Cherry Street. Was that you that took the picture?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was outside and they were closed, but yeah. Michelle saw me out there and let me come in.
Cherry Street Brewing Company.
Yeah. Such a sad thing.
Yeah. But you guys get called for that. And did I see you post a picture of it? You're taking a picture of a harvest, a final harvest for a farmer.
I did. Mike Robson hired me a few years
ago. Those are cool moments that you guys get asked to do.
It's an honor. It really is.
Steve, I think it's my passion. It's who I am. I'm so lucky that photography found me, because I'm not sure what I would, you know, do if it weren't photography. Pete Souza talked last night about when his early days about watching a print come up in the tray of developer in the dark. I mean, I've been able to do this for 37 years and beyond if you take the non-professional, and it beats working for a living.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Any, Steve, over the years, any tough moments where you're like, man, I do not want to be here, but I'm so glad I'm here getting the picture. Anything stand out as a really tough moment as a photographer?
You know, our job is to tell the story and to tell the truth.
Yeah.
So it is hard sometime. And one thing I really don't miss, I'm back to freelancing now. You know, I don't miss a car accident, for instance.
Yeah, sure. A fire destroying a home or a business.
Absolutely. You know, and I had instances where, in one instance, and I hate it. I still feel guilt about it. There was an accident, a local one, and the family saw the photo. Family members saw the photo before they knew.
Yeah, sure.
And that changed my philosophy on that a lot. It didn't change. You know, we there's things we got to do. The photographers are the guys that everybody sees,
yeah,
and they know and they love, until we have to photograph something that's not pleasant. And I'm always grateful that people understand that as much as we love it, we still have a job to do.
I watched a documentary on 9/11, this year's 9/11, of a photographer in the street, and it was just street reactions, right? And he's going up to people, and some were really annoyed, but I was thinking, that's, if he's not there, we don't see this.
Exactly.
Well, you don't get to go back and do it over again. And when we're, at least I'll speak for myself here, people who really know me well hopefully believe that I have a big heart. But when like Steve says, we're supposed to document what's going on, and sometimes that camera becomes a little bit of a barrier, a shield between yourself and reality, that you're, I'm very intense and passionate about what I do, and so when I'm in that moment, I'm reacting, and
yeah.
You have to think. Sometimes you have to stop and think about it later on, as far as
yeah.
But yeah, I'm with Steve now. And sometimes, not always, the tragedy of a fire. If photos are published or made aware, sometimes I've heard cases where other people see the tragedy of a house fire, there's an outpouring, and clothes and donations and other things start coming in. So sometimes it can be, there's no
there may
benefit.
Not have been a video guide there.
There's no benefit in losing your house to a fire, but the pictures might, in a roundabout way, help get that family back on its feet.
Yeah,
maybe.
How's
maybe
it
not.
Facebook help that out big time with the with just pictures and reactions?
Yeah, and you know the other thing with Facebook and Twitter and is that everybody has a camera with them all the time now.
Yeah,
and especially you know you see there might be a car accident on the highway. And people roll by and take video of it and throw it on.
Steve sees an amazing sunset with a tractor in the foreground.
Yeah, well, there are benefits to that too.
Yeah,
it's there, but there is a difference between a photojournalist who does have the time to think about things, not you know before, during, but especially after that. Your everyday person who stops and takes a video of a bloody traffic accident, you know, they don't. They just throw it on social media, and there's just no thought in it. And
yeah, there's got to be a love and intensity there, and a responsibility.
The mood is getting heavy. Steve and I would both agree that we'd rather be photographing Farm Aid in the rain than we would be a car accident.
And we're gonna take a break and come back and because Kent not only brought we talked about that great lineup. They're here because they were there that day at Farm Aid 35 years ago, seeing so many great acts. I know it did get kind of heavy for a second there, but some of the moments when you guys are photographers, they get that way. But there's so many great joyous reasons that you're around too, whether it be a love or a Cub game or walking by Paul Newman and Mario Andretti. I got that picture hanging in my house. How many of those have you sold, Kent? That's a love photo.
That's my favorite photo that I've ever made.
Yeah,
so you got my favorite photo hanging in your house.
I don't know
I'm proud of that.
Yeah, that Mario Andretti and Paul Newman with both of this look on their face like, yeah, we're cool. What do you want? What do you want, photo man?
That's a great photo.
He gave you a great shot there, Kent. More with Kent and Steve after that. We'll celebrate Farm Aid. That was 35 years ago. These guys were both there. We'll talk about it. We'll post those pictures on social media so you can see what they shot and maybe relive. Steve, you say when you post the Jovi picture every year, people are like, I was there.
Yes,
I was in Champaign with you. More on Galesburg Live coming up next.
To ask the expert your question during Galesburg Live, call 342-9194 or email your question to WGIL at WGIL.com.
We got a little more time, so we'll ask a few more questions of Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis here, my two favorite photographers, and I saw that they were both posted photos around Farm Aid's 35th anniversary a month ago. They were there, not together. Steve Davis was there with his soon-to-be wife. Snapped some great pictures of one of Eddie Van Halen, John Bon Jovi. Anything else good come out of that day?
We got some good ones of Mellencamp.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm going to get that album out today. Hopefully I can find it.
He was wearing his FFA jacket, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, yes, you remember so much. You wrote down some notes of things you remember from that show.
What I said, telling you guys, the fact that I wasn't taking that many pictures.
You shot three rolls and we're done.
Maybe three rolls.
Yeah.
But I concentrate. The bullet points that I wrote down that I remember as being fantastic musical moments, and there's Billy Joel and Randy Newman did a piano duet of the song Stagger Lee.
Gosh.
Foreigner came out and did I Want to Know What Love Is with a full choir behind him.
That's the only way I love that song with the choir.
Yeah. Yes. Fogerty, it was John Fogerty's first public appearance in 12 years. My favorite Carole King song is Sweet Seasons. She did that. My favorite John Denver song is Back Home Again. He played that.
By the way, everybody was at this show. Do you remember what Cash did, Johnny? Johnny Cash?
I don't.
I do have a Johnny Cash story, though. I don't remember what the last song was, but he was right before Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So Bon Jovi comes out to play Runaway, which had just been released.
Yeah, sure.
And David Bryan, the keyboard player, goes into the riff, and the keyboard was still tuned down for Johnny Cash.
Oh, my gosh.
So they had to stop the song and start it over.
Really?
Because he was down like half a
You step. Being a keyboard player knew what was going on.
I felt for him. They had a giant rotating stage.
Oh, sure. You know, so the next artist was ready.
Yeah. So it may not have been right after Johnny Cash, but they were on Johnny Cash's stage using the same keyboard rig. So
there were other epic Farm Aid lineups, but that first year.
Oh, the first year. Yeah. As we've all covered, Sammy Hagar joined Van Halen. Daryl Hall sang Oh Girl by the Shy Lights, which is a soul song that, you know, from the 70s that I love a lot.
He left Oates at home.
What's that?
Oh, John Oates didn't show up at that
no,
game?
No, it was okay. Daryl Hall. Yeah, right. And then time, we talked about this earlier. I put a question mark, but I'm pretty sure that's where Timothy Hutton and Deborah Winger hooked up for the first time.
Okay, because Deborah Winger was there.
There.
Yeah.
They were
yep,
both there.
There you
yeah.
go.
That is so great. Vince Gill, Emmylou Harris, Ricky Lee Jones, B.B. King set. Do you guys remember it?
Yeah, I do remember that. I wasn't blown away by it.
Most people did, what, three or four songs?
Yeah, four songs.
I remember the Beach Boys. I remember because I had to go to the restroom, so I went back towards the back of the stadium, and I can't remember what song it was, but you know the beach balls were flying.
Yeah,
and I remember commenting, "These people are going to be dead later. How can they keep this intensity level up?" Because
yeah.
that was really ratcheted up when the Beach Boys came out and started playing that.
Was Brian there? On that?
No,
not there. No, so. No, Brian. Wilson.
I don't remember for sure, but I don't think so.
I don't think he was playing with them then.
Yeah. Kent, some of those greatest moments that you shot other shows. You mentioned The Who and The Rolling Stones. Those are two. Those are in your top five. Those bands.
I love. Yeah, they would be pretty
you shot,
close.
You shot a Stones show as a photographer. As
no,
a
I no. never have shot the Stones credentialed. I shot the Stones. Snuck a camera into the Rosemont Horizon. And
how big a camera? How big a lens?
Maybe like a 70-200 zoom, or maybe just a 105. That was in 81 at the Rosemont Horizon. And you know, the access makes it a lot better to get those really cool shots. But sometimes when you take a step back and you have to shoot like everybody else, the shot that I have of the Stones is from up in the mezzanine, and it's looking down on Jagger, and then Keith and Ronnie are in the picture, and they had two keyboards. It gives you a different perspective.
Yeah.
So,
and then your heroes, The Who, you got to...
Got to photograph The Who with credentials for the first three songs.
That was in Macomb.
That was in...
No.
That was in Chicago.
In Chicago, yeah. Yeah. Some amazing stuff. Have you guys, real quick, Vivian Meyer, street photographer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You guys check her out? The guy that unearthed...
Absolutely.
He bought a trunk, and she'd been dead for years. She was a nanny for 40 years.
She was a
years,
nanny.
And discovered her and made this lady famous... 15 years after her death.
It's amazing.
You see, yeah, if you're at home and you're a photographer, check out a Vivian Meyer documentary. You'll find it on Netflix, and it is amazing if you love photography. You guys do so much amazing work. We're going to post, you don't mind if we post that John Bovey?
No, not a bit. That's
John Bon Jovi photo.
Sure.
That you love so much, and maybe even that Eddie Van Halen. Thanks for sharing those with us. Thanks for capturing so many moments over the years, Steve. How can people get a hold of you if they want Steve Davis to be their photographer for any reason?
Facebook would
yeah.
be the best way. Just
yeah.
just leave me a you can leave me a private message there or public or whatever.
And it's so glad to see you doing well.
Yeah.
A cancer scare, a heart surgery,
triple bypass.
2020 sucks.
2020 is
put in our rear view soon, yeah, right?
Not only is a great guy and a great photographer, he's indestructible.
That's right.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, not necessarily bad because it fixed some things for you in 2020. Yeah. So that's good.
You know, my suffering is the same as everybody. This year is just horrible.
Yeah, yeah. We're so thankful that you're still around capturing some great photos.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And Kent, you probably got some work to do today. KentKriegshauser.com.
That'd be it.
Yeah, you can check you out, and you're available for just about anything. Pretty busy through the fall and winter.
Kind
of a COVID project you're doing.
Well, so much of what I do is event-driven, and there just haven't been any events. It's been a rough year.
Yeah.
Things have been a little more busy lately.
But because of that, you've been documenting some of this COVID. Is that you think that's going to be a book later, maybe?
I'm not sure about the book. I had hopes for a book, but once again, there are so many facets to how it's affected different industries, and I'm not sure I have enough material from those aspects where I wasn't able to get access, that I don't know if I have enough to do a book.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Well, thanks for being here today. Appreciate
it. It's always great to visit with you, and it's even better to have this guy sitting to my left.
I can't believe I got Kent and Steve in the same room. It's so awesome. How many great photographers are out there? And there's a few. And guys you've shot with over the years, there's a lot of local great photographers,
oh, my
Steve,
goodness.
That you know of.
Yeah, I hate to name them because you inevitably
lose somebody. Yeah, I mean, I know Jake.
Oh, Jake May was a photo editor before me at the Register Mail, was a nominated for a Pulitzer.
Yeah. We're so lucky in this community. Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks so much, and good luck in the future, and thanks for being here today, guys, on Galesburg Live Hour 2. Kent Kriegshauser and Steve Davis, today's homeowner, coming up on WGI. I'll have a great Saturday, 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock.